My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Jane is looking for internet money. Simple. Either she has to guess the X Factor or have a video chat. So listen and enjoy.
Yeah, so last time, remember, worlds collided because Jane tried to get with my our pal, Kevin Israel. And Kevin was playing a superhero character, as you'll recall. So then I started introducing all the superhero into Jane's world, and it did not go well. She was angry with me.
Oh, right. That's right.
So the last thing I did with Jane, because we had this big fight, was I sent her a link to the Police's song Every Breath You Take, which is about stalking, because I was alluding to the fact I knew what she was doing.
Right.
So February 13th, 2018, I messaged Jane. I say, did you ever see the movie Focus? She says, no. Why? I said, oh, I saw it. It had Meatloaf in it, and he played a really bad man. It bothered me. This is true. Meatloaf was in this movie Focus. He was a racist. This movie Focus. She goes, oh, sorry about your deed. I go, my deed? She goes, don't worry. I go, it just bothered me that somebody I admire could play such a bad person. She goes, is the person I? I go, what do you mean? You said someone you admired is a bad person. Like, I fucking admire this bitch? Where does she get off?
Who the hell do you think you are?
But I thought that's what you were alluding to.
No, as I'll tell her what I told you. I meant Meatloaf, and I'll add stupid for you, because you should know better. She goes, okay, why do you message me again? I go, why not? She goes, why not what? You called me a fraud. I go, ah, we had a fight. You called me stingy. She goes, are you not stingy? You don't care.
Are you not stingy? In other words, but you are a stingy fuck.
Yes. I go, is that what you think? She goes, I didn't think it's the truth. Can I ask you a question? I go, you can ask. She goes, do you really love me?
How long have you known her?
Oh, like a year.
Okay.
I go, let me ask you a question. She goes, answer my question first. So I go, maybe. She goes, you're not sure of yourself? I go, do you think I should love you? And if so, why? She goes, excuse me, I asked you a question. I go, when I asked you one, I answered your question. She goes, ask me again. What, Pip?
Sounds like an obnoxious essay question. Do you love me? And if so, why?
Yeah.
Show all work.
Yeah, sure. You get it. I go, do you think I should love you? And if so, why? She goes, it's your choice, Davin, not mine. Do whatever you want to do.
Oh, boy, what a bitch.
I go, I asked you what you think, not what I should think. She goes, I think you should because I'm honest with you, and I never cheated on you, but your selfish life will cover the truth for you.
Oh.
I go, selfish life? She goes, yeah, you're stingy.
So you haven't coughed up any dough.
Yes.
Yeah.
I go, well, if that's what you really think, then we clearly should not be together. She goes, when we were together, what did you suffer me?
What?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I said, what?
You said what? We said what? I said what?
I go, have you been learning English with the meerkats again, dear?
Funny.
Because she's a zoology student.
Yeah.
She goes, what did you offer me, rather? I go, the same as you offered me. She goes, what did I offer you? I go, that's a great question. What did you offer? She goes, you said you offered me what I offer you, then I asked you what I offer you.
You know what the funny thing is? These scammers, they try to put a guilt thing on you,
uh-huh.
And we all seen it, and I see with it, there's one I'm working with, and it's funny. You just take it and just bamboozle the shit out of them.
That's how this bit works.
I know you are, but what am I?
She goes, she goes, you said you offer me what I offer you, then I ask what I offer you. I said,
get me?
Yeah. So I go, so we do not know what we offer each other. She goes, LOL.
Even she's like, what the fuck? Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, why, LOL, why did you message me again? I go, to keep you out of trouble, winky emoji. She goes, which trouble? Over here? I go, I think we both know. Some things are best left unsaid. She goes, like? I go, let's just say I know the X Factor, another X-Men reference, and leave it there. If you happen to guess what the X factor is, I'll tell you a secret. She goes, British reality show? Good for her. I go, nope. She goes, okay. Tell me what it meant. I go, guess correctly or I will tell you in our video chat. She goes, you start with the video chat again. How do you want me to do that? I go, we could do it on your phone or at an internet cafe. I told you once we do it that you will get your plane ticket. That you will get your plane ticket.
You're an old pro at this shit.
I most certainly am.
Yeah.
She goes, Davin, since I'm unable to do that, what should I do again? Help with the internet bill that's so that we can video chat. You said no. I go, I suggested a job and you flipped out. I think it's the best solution. Once we video chat, you get a payment of $3,000, which you can take care of your travel. She goes, LOL, you giving me $3K, but you can't offer $500 for internet bill. I don't believe you, even though I'm unable to do video call.
Kind of called you bluff on that one.
Yeah, she did.
What now?
He's like, look at you throwing your fake money around.
I'm fake making it rain.
Oh, God, I love that. Like, at work, I'm going to negotiate something. It's like, well, isn't it? Oh, fucking ace card. Okay.
Well, here's mine. I go, well, if you don't trust me, then so be it. She goes, okay, do you see you're stingy? You're just lying about the money. I go, if you say so. She goes, are you saying you're not stingy? I go, I think we've been over this. I offered you a way to get us back on course and you to get to the USA. You have resorted to name calling.
Now, a lot of people would say, no, I'm not stingy and fess up with the money. You know, right. That's a true. However, him, no, I'm not stingy and you're not getting a dime.
I might be sleepy eyed, but I'm not stingy. That's There's right. always certain stereotypes I will tolerate.
Funny.
Might be sleepy eyed.
Might be. I'm a little drowsy. She goes, if you want to get me out of trouble, as you said, then help me with the internet bill. I go, I told you how this will go down. Either guess the X Factor or have the video chat. There will be no money before then.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.